Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Going back to the After Hours Game of the Week poll that we started on Friday morning and that continued into Sunday morning before the second round of games kicked off, I guess if you consider Dolphins and Chiefs to be the first round of football on Sunday from Frankfurt, Germany, history there. It was a back and forth throughout the weekend between your top choices for Game of the Week. Ultimately, while the Cowboys and Eagles finished at 34% of the vote, it was Dolphins and Chiefs that won the poll that you selected with 38% of the vote. Bills and Bengals, 20% of the vote. That was Sunday Night Football. And then another battle of first place teams, Seattle and Baltimore. You all didn't think that was very scintillating, interesting, fascinating, entertaining. You were projecting, of course, but you thought that one not quite as attractive. And as it turns out, if what you were looking for was an even battle and a competitive fight, well, you were right. But it underscores where the Ravens are now. And also that defense, one of the best in the NFL. We got to look at the rest of the AFC North. Steelers are on a bye this weekend, but we've talked about the Bengals now 5-3. They've won four in a row. Everybody looking up the Ravens in the North, the toughest division in football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Excited to hang out with you these next 3 hours and talk about what we saw in the NFL this weekend. Definitely seeing the number of backup quarterbacks and the number of rookie quarterbacks affecting many teams and their ability to really hang and be competitive. It's one thing to have a backup QB. It's entirely another to have a backup quarterback who's a rookie and who's forced into duty long before he's ready. And yet that's what we're seeing in many places. We're not talking about CJ Stroud and not even Bryce Young, though the learning curve, especially with the people around him, they're not a complete roster in Carolina. He's still working it out. Rookie quarterbacks giveth and they taketh away. I mean, CJ Stroud just happens to be head and shoulders above the rest of them. But we've seen 9 of them start games this year. 9 of them. That includes this week, Jaren Hall for the Vikings, though he did not last even one half. He's now in concussion protocol. And it includes Clayton Toon for the Cardinals. And there's a tie there that we will underscore as we move forward, but guess who would have been starting for the Cardinals had he not been traded to Minnesota just in time for not only a fourth quarter comeback, but a game in which he was flying blind and yet aggressive and embracing the opportunity. When we get to our Monday MVP poll, Josh Dobbs better be part of it. You want to look for that on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our Facebook page, again, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And by the way, if you do check out Twitter or social media, I shared a post from DeMar Hamlin because even though he was inactive for the game between the Bills and the Bengals, it was his return to Cincinnati in a football capacity. He's been back there before now. But it was early January when he had cardiac arrest on the field, and it was members of the Bills and Bengals training staffs as well as the University of Cincinnati medical staff that saved his life. And he shared a photo on Sunday, a picture of him with members of that medical staff from UC. He had dinner with them and also surprised them with a scholarship named after each of them to support kids in Cincinnati as they chase their dreams. So DeMar Hamlin, even though right now he's not on the field week in and week out, he's been inactive more than he's been active on the Bills roster. He is very active in using this second chance, this opportunity, this money that was donated to him and his foundation. He's using it for good all over the country. It's been really impressive. I do hope he can play football again because that's what he wants to do. He decided he wouldn't give it up. It's a passion of his, but he also recognizes that he's got a greater calling now. So check out that photo on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's talk about the AFC North. Bengals with four straight wins. But it's the Ravens who are on top of the division right now. And boy, are they making quick work of some other teams in the league that are considered contenders.
Lamar from under center. Gus Edwards alone in the backfield. They give us the ball straight up the middle. He's got a hole. He flips in. Touchdown, Ravens! And the bus rolls into the end zone for a fourth time in the last 2 weeks. Double tight ends to the right. Give us the Gus running up the middle. Pushing the pile forward. Finds a crease. He's in. Touchdown, Gus Edwards! For a second time today.
Jerry Sandusky on Ravens radio. And yeah, this was a game in which the slow start didn't indicate what would come for these two first place teams, or I should say, didn't indicate what would come for one of the first place teams. Gus Edwards with a pair of short rushing touchdowns that put Baltimore up 14-0. And in addition to the two scores, there were four turnovers in the first half. So there's why it was a bit of a slow start, though the Ravens were up by 14 at half. And there are still some missed opportunities there for the Ravens. One of the issues that they encountered in the first month of the season, first 6 weeks of the season, poor production in the red zone, not capitalizing on their chances in the red zone. And in the third quarter against Seahawks, it's a pair of field goals. And one of them comes after nearly 8 minutes with the football. So there's two things working there. Number one, you're wearing out the opposing defense when you hold the ball for 8 minutes, especially when you are grinding and pounding them into submission. So a lot of handoffs in this game, a lot of handoffs, which is challenging for any defense. But still, you'd rather come away with seven. You feel like you left something out there when you have the ball for 8 minutes and you settle for 3 points. Finally, they get back in the end zone and it's a Keaton Mitchell 40-yard rush in traffic that put them up 30-3. And so once they did that, they felt comfortable in pulling Lamar Jackson, though they still had a little more pizzazz for the fourth quarter.
The offense comes to the line of scrimmage with 6:19 left to play in the ballgame. Ravens in front, 30-3. Justice Hill in the backfield. Huntley wants to throw. Lobs to the back corner of the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown! OBJ! His first is a Raven.
After the Super Bowl, I was just talking to myself, and I was like, I just can't go out like that. You know, I've dedicated so much to this game. I don't care if it was I worked all this time to get back on the field for one catch. I'm going to give it everything I got this year. So truly, I mean, God's, he's got a sense of humor. You know, for the touchdown to come on a birthday, I couldn't ask for a better present.
How about that? On Baltimore Ravens Twitter, OBJ acknowledging this was the best birthday present ever. And it comes from Tyler Huntley. So the touchdown pass is not from Lamar. It's from Tyler Huntley. But it's on Odell's birthday. His first one as a Raven. First one since he tore his ACL in the Super Bowl. Going back to the Rams win. Remember that? That feels like forever ago. It would have been February of 22. This is first touchdown since then. Not quite 2 years, but getting close. But nice luxury to have that you don't need your starting quarterback in the game in the fourth quarter. Lamar Jackson didn't have any touchdowns, but he did account for nearly 250 total yards.
If we play like that, we don't even need to hit no peak or stride. Just keep staying locked in how we are and just playing every opponent the same way. You know, physicality, being smart. And defending what's ours, you know, our home turf.
That's what makes him special. You know, he causes defenses to be disciplined at all times because he's that special with the ball.
Jamal Adams knows Lamar Jackson is a load. Everyone knows that Lamar Jackson is a load. How about this? 515 total yards for the Ravens in this game, 300 of which are rushing yards. 300 rushing yards for the Ravens. And they possessed the ball 40 minutes out of 60. And that's even with two turnovers. And so there are still missed opportunities in there. As for the defense, one of the best in the NFL, giving up just 3 points, barely 150 yards, sacking Geno Smith 4 times. And how about this? The Seahawks go 1 for 12 on third down.
The coverage got the quarterback to hold the ball, and then the rush got there a number of times. I mean, they're going to be frustrated the ones they didn't get him down when he moved out of there a little bit. But I thought our coverage was outstanding, and our rush got there. They kind of works together.
They went to work, and we didn't stop them. And we couldn't make any first downs and couldn't convert on third down. And so it's just a really hard, long day against a really good team, and they took it to us. So I got to give them a lot of credit. It's what are we going to do when we come back on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday to get back on track and not let this define us? I would like that this game was maybe a marker that this is where things shifted and we came right back and got back on track.
Pete Carroll always looking for the silver lining. Is this a turning point? Can the team rally and get right back on track? Now, because the Seahawks lost this game and lost it badly, they are now in a tie with the idle San Francisco 49ers atop the NFC West. So both of those teams at 5-3. Gosh, no one in that division is playing its best football right now. Seahawks just dropped this game, but the Niners have lost 3 in a row. The Rams have lost 3 in a row, and the Cardinals have dropped their last 6. Of course, maybe they deserve that for trading away their starting quarterback. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Ravens tied with the Chiefs for the best record in the AFC. Both of them are 7-2. Raiders now have 4 straight wins, like the Bengals. Okay, so the Bengals have also won 4 in a row. Those are 2 of the hottest teams in football. Steelers off this weekend. The Browns were on the road in... No, they weren't on the road. I take that back. They were hosting the Arizona Cardinals in Cleveland. And even though it was Clayton Tune, the rookie starting for the Cardinals, you know, the defense wanted to make a statement. I would say a shutout is a pretty big statement. The Browns defense takes care of business. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson returns for the offense.
Deshaun Watson focuses on the center post. It gets the snap. Back to pass. Looking. Floats that. And it's deflected in the air. Lands in the hands of Cooper in the end zone for a touchdown. Somebody for Arizona deflected it at the line, and it ballooned into the end zone and into the hands of Amari Cooper for a Browns touchdown. Ford in the backfield with Watson on third down. Back to throw, middle to the end zone. Throws to Njoku for the score. David Njoku with a touchdown grab from Deshaun Watson, his second scoring pass of the day. Deshaun Watson under center, hands it to Hunt, running right side, had some blockers, gets to the goal line and forces his way in for a touchdown. Kareem Hunt on a 3-yard touchdown run, his third of the season. And the Cleveland Browns now have a 26-0 lead.
Feels good. I mean, this is what, you know, I've been preparing and training very, very hard to get back to, is just to get out there and play free and be able to be very close to myself, and just go out there and compete and have fun with my teammates. And that's what, you know, today brought.
So as the Browns move to 5-3, Deshaun Watson is back on the field. No more blips, no more downs or series that he has to miss, no more injuries keeping him out. And we'll see if he can maintain that through the rest of the season. But 219 yards, a couple of touchdowns, Jerome Ford back on the field as well, though there wasn't a whole lot in the way of a run game. As for the Cleveland defense, impressive numbers. And they do really frame how dominant this performance. Three takeaways. So Clayton Tune, the rookie, with three turnovers. Seven sacks. So welcome to the NFL, Clayton Tune. The Cardinals go 1-for-12 on third down. Ooh, it's a rough weekend for the NFC West offenses. And how about this? Speaking of offense, 58 total yards. I didn't even know that was possible in an NFL game. The opponent with net 58 total yards. So the Cleveland D not only made a statement, but never allowed the Cardinals to get off the mat.
We took the challenge that Schwartz set for us, and we played with our hair on fire, and, you know, guys really responded, and happy they did to love them, which they did.
Miles Garrett, right in the middle of everything for the Cleveland Browns. The call's there on the Browns radio network. Clayton Tune took over because Josh Dobbs was traded to the Vikings on Tuesday. He had started every game to that point, and while they'd only won a single game so far, they put the ball in the hands of Clayton Tune even as they continued to wait for Kyler Murray to be ready. It's almost like he was a sacrificial lamb. They couldn't honestly have expected against the Browns defense that they would have much traction, especially on the road in the dog pound. But this bad? Again, three turnovers by Tune. 17 net yards passing. 17. Sorry, it blows me away. I just keep wanting to say it. Like, it might make more sense. They end up with 58 total yards. I'm not kidding. I didn't even know that was possible in an NFL game. So the Cardinals are going the wrong way. They're 1-8 and potentially in line for the number one overall draft pick. That's how it's devolved. That's how the situation has devolved, unraveled. But Kyler Murray would absolutely help. And we see him smiling, walking around. He's down there on the sidelines. Just at this point, they weren't ready to throw him out there. So that's your AFC North. A 7-2 Ravens team with three teams sitting at 5-3. We'll pivot to the Vikings next because, yeah, Josh Dobbs, they trade you away. They trade away their starting quarterback. They believe you're expendable. It was something like an 18th round draft pick. That's what they got in exchange for him. A whole lot of nothing. Not one time did he practice with the Vikings this week. And yet, in the wake of Kirk Cousins' torn Achilles, the Vikings and Josh Dobbs were still game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find our Monday MVP poll on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter. Our Facebook page, too. Glad to have you with us here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Dobbs dropping back. Pressure coming. He'll fight through the pocket and be sacked. Calais Campbell. It's a safety.
And C-Note going to drop into a little dirty bird for you. Again, Atlanta have been using a three-man pass rush. He finds a way to get home against Quisenberry, the backup left tackle, and gets Dobbs on the ground on his second opportunity to try to throw the ball.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
All for Minnesota. First and 15, quick throw on the perimeter, and cutting free is Smith. Jonnu sets sail, and Atlanta scores. And in the tunnel, Jonnu Smith goes snow angel.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
In Atlanta, the Falcons with Wes Durham on their radio network. It must have felt like going from bad to worse, adding insult to injury for those Minnesota Vikings because they choose to start the rookie Jaren Hall. But before the first half is done, in fact, before the first quarter is through, he gets hit on a play near the goal line, trying to get into the end zone. His head bounces on the turf. He's removed from the game. He's checked out, and he's put in concussion protocol. It's Josh Dobbs who takes over. He started the first eight games of the season for the Arizona Cardinals. He got traded on Tuesday because of the Kirk Cousins Achilles injury. Doesn't get into town until a couple days later. Did you know he didn't even take one practice rep before Sunday? And yet there he is, pressed into duty. And promptly gets tackled in the end zone by Calais Campbell. And there's a safety on his very first possession as a Minnesota Viking. So what was going through his mind when he sees Jaren Hall removed from the game and understands that it's now his job?
I've been in, similar situations. First it was, Jaren, get up. I hope he's okay. But then it was, hey, like, if you're playing, you got to go out there and play. Like, team still expects you to go out and win and play good football. It's never, in this league, man, there's never an excuse for your circumstance. I learned that from Coach T. Usually, people don't really care about your circumstance. They just want to see you succeed given the circumstance you're given. So, I've been in similar situations backing up Ben where, he goes down, but he gets up and you're like, okay, you're good. Like, your heart drops for a second. You're warming up, but he comes back out there. But when they said it was your ball, my job was just go out there and play good football, the same football I know how to do and been playing all year.
So Josh Dobbs was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he refers to Coach T and then Ben Roethlisberger, his backup for a few years, Coach Tomlin teaching him, we don't do excuses because nobody else cares about your circumstances or your situation. And that is true. We might care in the moment, and other teams might care in the moment when a guy gets hurt, because no one wants to see peers, colleagues, other guys that you respect, you know how hard they've worked. Nobody wants to see those guys get hurt. But when it comes to competition, you take any leg up that you can get.
We make no excuses. We seek no comfort.
See what I'm saying? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I love Dobbs' post-game remarks. And really, anytime he's in front of a microphone, he's very thoughtful, obviously very smart. We talked about this before, but he is literally a rocket scientist. And so it's that brain of his that is a major weapon. So Dobbs is trying to find his footing in this game. And the Falcons, they're just looking for a win. So they can go above 500. So they can be part of the NFC South race. I mean, really, every team is in there. But Dobbs has a fumble early in the third quarter, and it kind of just feels like there's no way. It's too much to ask of him. It's too much to ask of Kevin O'Connell. It's too much to ask of his offensive line and his receivers. Do you know before Sunday, he had not thrown one practice pass to his receivers? Not just that, but maybe you've seen the video circulating on social media that shows him on the sidelines with his O lineman and his offense practicing cadence. It's a nuance that maybe we don't think about as fans very often. But this is a brand new quarterback with a different voice, with a different cadence. If the O-line hasn't heard it and doesn't know what to expect, you know what you get? The hike coming at the wrong time. Offensive linemen false starting because they don't know when to go. Obviously, there can be fumbles. There can be flubbed handoffs, all types of things. And so there he is practicing it on the sidelines. And there's video out there if you want to find it. So then he has a fumble early in the third quarter, but that really seemed to be the last major issue for him. He settles into this challenge. He stays aggressive. I love that he is fearless. And really, what has he got to lose? Isn't this his fifth team in the last two seasons? Might as well make the most of the opportunity. Carpe diem, seize the day. And so he's out there flying around like his hair's on fire. Although he doesn't have hair, he's completely shaved. So I guess that's not really appropriate here. Sorry about that. Bijan Robinson has a fumble in the second half that puts the ball right back in the hands of Josh Dobbs.
Dobbs looks left, shakes the shoulders, gets away from the pressure right, pumps on a Falcons linebacker, shakes the tackle to 15-10. Touchdown! Josh Dobbs! Let's go! 21-19 Atlanta. It's an 18-yard touchdown run by the new kid in town, Josh Dobbs.
It's our friend Paul Allen on Vikings radio. It ties the game at 21. Taylor Heinicke throws an interception. Oh, by the way, he was starting for Desmond Ridder. He was not the story on this Sunday. And that pick leads to a Minnesota field goal. And so it's great for the Vikings to be able to get those 10 points off turnovers in the second half. Though Atlanta then has a 7-minute drive, puts the go-ahead score on the board. Tyler Allgeier with the rushing touchdown. And honestly, you could see what they were trying to do. They didn't want any more mistakes. They didn't want Heinicke throwing another pick. And so they go almost entirely run plays, trying to keep the ball away from the Vikings offense. How about that? Trying to keep the ball away from Josh Dobbs. Nice. But yeah, they're just trying to take as much time off the clock as they possibly can and put that ball into the end zone. Except, you know, what they used to say about Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, some of the best quarterbacks in the business. they leave a little bit too much time on the clock for Josh Dobbs and the Vikings.
Jackson in motion to the right. 11th play of a 69-yard possession. Dobbs back to pass on third down. He stays.
I'm Kate Abdo, the host of Kicking It, a new weekly show from the CBS Sports Golasso Network, where Clint Dempsey, Charlie Davies, Mo Adu, and I connect with the biggest personalities from global soccer and beyond to learn about their journeys and what makes them tick. This is the place for football fans to hear unfiltered conversations with the game's most familiar faces. So what are you waiting for?
Follow and listen to Kicking It on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the pocket, fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Minnesota with 20 seconds to go.
Paul, if you had any question to this team's intestinal fortitude, they've been answered. I mean, you had every excuse in the business to not show up today. Backup quarterback, rookie, he goes down. Josh Dobbs, been here about 36 hours. He comes out and is able to move this offense down the field without JJ, without KJ Osborne. Wow, what a gutsy performance by this Minnesota Viking team today.
Go do what he just did today. I'm in his hometown, and ultimately what he was able to do, he should be very, very proud of what he just did in a very competitive game in the National Football League. None of that is possible if he can't come in here and snap counts and formations and knowing where guys go and where they're going to be. I hope people understand what Josh Dobbs was able to accomplish with something very, very special, and I'm really proud of him.
If you could hear the headset, there was a lot going on, a lot of jumbledness as I'm communicating, he's communicating to me. We had a lot going on. But it's great. Obviously, Kevin played quarterback, so he knows what I'm going through. So he's able to communicate effectively, like, hey, like, this is what you're looking at. This is what you have on this side of the page. This is what you have on this side of the page. He's able to, you know, talk in lingos that I've come from to be able to simplify it for me. And then from there, obviously, it's just go out and play. But, you know, I thought the communication was awesome. You know, starting with Chris, I had a past coach named Chris O'Hare, and we called him CO. So not this one, but starting with Chris on the sideline, but then with Kevin, and then to me on the field. You know, the communication was awesome, and it put me in a position to succeed.
How can you not like this guy? How can you not like his Cinderella story? Amazing. He will accept any challenge that comes his way, and he'll do it with this positive attitude, no excuses, but also just out there loving the game of football and giving it everything he has. So impressed with him. Now, I got to read you something. This is really funny. I said on Twitter earlier during the game, good for you, Josh Dobbs, making the most of the situation and giving it everything you've got. And a listener writes back, easy, that's the word he uses, easy to do against Atlanta. All right, let's get one thing straight. First of all, what NFL QBs do is never, quote unquote, easy. Second of all, Dobbs never practiced, never threw a pass to any of these receivers. He wasn't even expected to be on the field. He's barely seen the playbook. He's barely worked with any of his new teammates. The reports out there even indicate he didn't know their last names until they started and got through this game today. He's on a first name basis only. They need name tags, for heaven's sakes. It's the opposite of easy. Not to mention, the Atlanta defense is not a pushover. I don't think you can underscore how impressive this is for Josh. And for Kevin. And he says, and I heard another quote with Josh where he's talking about how it's like having someone in your ear when you're speaking a different language. You go to take an AP, he actually used this analogy. You go to take an AP Spanish test. Of course, he's using an AP analogy. And all the writing's in French. And so there's someone in your ear translating it from French to Spanish so that you can understand it.
Help your boy out.
So for that reason, he's equating the Vikings play calls and playbook with a foreign language. And Kevin O'Connell is in his ear almost the entire time, explaining it, translating it, telling him what to come. And Josh points out, he's trying to convert it into terms and languages and phrases that I'm familiar with. That's all they could do to get ready for this game. Even Taylor Heinicke, who is on the losing end, is impressed by his fellow quarterback.
When his number's called, he goes out there and plays really well. And the fact that he got traded this week, comes in and plays like that, that's really tough. Being an NFL quarterback, coming in a short week, learning that offense, and scoring 31 points. Kudos to him.
It's big of Taylor, because this one certainly was painful after they took the lead late, not able to protect it. For all of these reasons and more, Josh Dobbs is one of the candidates for After Hours Monday MVP. You can vote on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. Coming up next, let's talk football in Germany for the first time. Frankfurt, if you will. Chiefs, Dolphins, this was the game that you all chose as the game of the week. Or actually, you know what? Why don't we say that to the top of the hour, where I know we have plenty of time. While we're talking about the Vikings, they've won four in a row. They're now above 500. The Lions are off this weekend, but the Packers were playing this weekend, as were the Bears. So we'll see what we can get to in the rest of the NFC North. And then top of the hour, we'll shift our focus across the pond. I guess it doesn't matter if I have a British accent for the German game. So let's scratch that from the record.
Mind the gap.
Right. That also doesn't apply in Frankfurt. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Pistol formation, heavy right, and that heavy right is heavy because it's Colin Saunders, Jamal Williams.
Now they reset the play clock, but I mean.
Taysom at quarterback, back to throw. Looking, throwing to the end zone, wide open. Juwan Johnson, tight end to tight end. Juwan Johnson, welcome back, baby.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
In New Orleans, Taysom Hill with his best game of the season so far against the Chicago Bears. And yeah, early on, Tyson Bagent was looking more comfortable, and Chicago was actually up by a touchdown after he found Cole Kmet for a big score. But Derek Carr and his receivers, Chris Olave and Alvin Kamara, I mean, they've got more firepower. And once the wheels came off for Bagent, well, the Saints were able to capitalize. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Four Chicago turnovers in the second half. If you're the Saints, all you got to do is take care of your business after those takeaways by your defense. And this one is easy peasy. And yes, I'm being tongue in cheek. Joking, because of course it's not ever easy, like I was saying last segment. So four second half turnovers by the Bears, plus a three and out, and the ball in the hands of Taysom Hill, who finds Juwan Johnson for the go-ahead score. Real impressive numbers for the Saints offense, 7 of 14 on third down, but ultimately it's the defense that does the dirty work. Five takeaways and two sacks. And now the Saints are above 500. And yeah, a lot of times we focus on the offense when it comes to high-powered quarterbacks, when it comes to gaudy numbers on offense. But the defense can be overlooked, and Dennis Allen loves what he saw from that side of the ball.
I think the takeaways were outstanding. It wasn't a lot good that I saw defensively, but the takeaways were outstanding, and that's the difference in the game.
We're able to string two in a row in, you know, now after that terrible feeling that we had before the Colts game, and seeing some of the just the fruits of the conversations and the hard work paying off.
I like that Derek Carr, similar to Drew Brees, is okay with Taysom Hill being one of those pocket knife type of weapons, and I don't mean because of the fact that it's a knife, but just because he can do Swiss Army knife, I guess would be a better example. He can do everything. He'll pass. He'll rush. He did have a rushing touchdown today. And actually now he's at this weird level. We just don't see a lot of athletes, even at the NFL level. 11 passing touchdowns, 10 rushing touchdowns, and now 10 career receiving touchdowns.
I mean, look, I look back at my career, and I certainly didn't think that it would have gone the way that it has. But as I hear and I think about stuff like that, I'm, you know, it's overwhelming. I have a lot of gratitude to be able to be a part of this program and play with coaches that are creative enough to give me opportunities. So I would say it's really just, you know, a whole lot of gratitude.
I love it. And because he is also willing to put his ego aside and do whatever is asked of him, as much as he wants to be a quarterback and he's listed as a quarterback, he also plays receiver or tight end or running back. He'll do whatever is asked of him. And that's what makes him so impressive. It's not just the versatility, it's also the mentality. So Derek Carr does get over 200 yards, has a couple of touchdowns, but this I'll remember as the Taysom Hill game, as the Saints are now first place in the NFC South. Meanwhile, the Bears fall to 2-7, and while they're not alone in having seven losses, they're at the bottom of the NFC North, and Justin Fields still out, Tyson Bagent still starting. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Staying in the NFC North, we know that the Green Bay Packers were desperate for a victory.
Jones in the slot right now. He orbit routes to the left, and they fake the pass to Jones. Swing it over the middle. Musgrave, 10, the end zone. Touchdown! And a dagger! Excellent ball fake by the quarterback, Jordan Love. He found Musgrave wide open at the 10 into the end zone for the touchdown. It's 19-3 Green Bay, under 4 minutes to go.
Wayne Larrivee on Packers Radio. Yeah, Aaron Jones carrying more of the load in this game, which takes some of the weight off Jordan Love. So Jones finally getting back into a rhythm. He's got 73 yards and a touchdown. Green Bay nearly 200 rushing yards. That is a huge recipe for success, especially when their receiving game or their passing and receiving game is still in flux and still growing. I mean, there were a couple of fumbles. They missed a field goal, but they did put up 10 points in the fourth quarter, including that Luke Musgrave touchdown, his first, by the way. And they caught the Rams at the right time because the Rams had Brett Rypien starting in place of Matthew Stafford, who's got the thumb injury, and they didn't even get into the red zone and didn't even manage 200 total yards. So, yeah, you take what you can get, but nice to see that the offense had a little life for the Packers.
The way we were able to start moving the ball, get that rhythm going, and finish with putting ourselves in field goal position was big time for us. And, you know, I think it was a good start to keep building this offense, getting that rhythm going, going forward.
It was a reflection week, and we wanted to, everybody individually looked at what they wanted to do better. And I think we improved, and we're going to keep on improving and keep on this trajectory. But it was a big reflection week is what we called it, and I think we did well.
How about that? It was labeled Reflection Week, and the Packers get a 17-point win over the visiting Rams, giving those fans there in Green Bay something to cheer about. But Luke Musgrave, who has three catches and the late score, calls it a Reflection Week. And for him, as a rookie out of Oregon State, chosen in the second round, it's a big moment. And I don't know that you can throw the whole thing out the window. It's too early to judge Jordan Love. That's what we've been hearing from the Packers. But I do know this. If you're counting on Jordan Love to win games all by himself, you're barking up the wrong tree. He does go 20 of 26 in this one, but they need Aaron Jones. They need the run game. And that's one major reason why they won on Sunday. Chiefs and Dolphins next. That's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including
Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.